The David Wright ceremony on Saturday was awesome. And I was almost going to cry. I came very, very close to tearing up. Did you tear up at all, Tommy, or you played it completely straight?
Yeah, I didn't cry at all. There's only a few things in life I've cried about. When I got the bill for my wedding, maybe a death, but I'm not going to cry over an athlete. I'm just not going to go to that.
Really?
No.
Single digits amount of crying in your life, Sergio?
No, I mean, listen, did I relive my 20s over the last couple of years as far as when I saw all the David Wright highlights? Did I get the feels? Yeah. Did I get goosebumps? Absolutely.
No, forget that. Don't give me shtick. When was the last time you cried?
When was the last time I cried?
Yeah.
At a funeral.
Okay. Before that.
I've only cried at funerals. And then, like I said, when I got the bill at my wedding. What would I cry over? Well, I've never had a child, so I wouldn't cry at a birth.
How about a movie?
At a movie? I've only cried during two movies. You ready?
He went home before you continue.
Well, hold on. I was younger, to be fair.
I don't cry to... Well, I cried over a couple of movies.
You're right about the movies. I have cried twice after movies.
Okay.
Name them.
My Girl.
That was a good one.
Tremendous. Yeah. And I have to admit, I got a little teary eye after The Notebook. I got to admit that. Maybe it makes me not manly, but I thought that was...
I refused to watch it.
Really?
Yes. Because I just knew.
Yeah, it's a polarizing movie, but I like it.
That's just one of those that your significant other sucked you into.
Yeah.
To try
That's
to
why
get
we
you
all saw it.
But
That's why I saw it years ago.
Evan,
I was dating somebody.
Evan,
right?
Who I know is more emotional, he will cry at the drop of the hat. I'm just not like that. I don't cry a lot.
I do cry a lot. Like, I remember Big Mac gave me a lot of crap because when the Mets won the division in 2015, I teared up. I got very emotional. And he's like, "Why are you crying over winning a division?" I was like, "Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. I mean, as a Met fan, I've only seen my team win two divisions in my lifetime. I'm too young for 88, 86, 73, and 69. So for me, it was 06 and 2015. So I do get very emotional during sports stuff. I came close with David, but Jet didn't want me to cry. He actually told me, like, "I don't want you crying during this." And I was like, "All right, I guess I'll hold it in."
Wow.
Which I probably should have ignored
him.
Man
of the house.
I know. I should have ignored him and said, "You know what? It's good sometimes to cry.
This is my emotional moment, kid."
Yeah, but I thought the ceremony was great. It was odd how it started raining as soon as David started talking. The other thing that was crazy, I do want to say the traffic was crazy. And the Mets are selling out almost every game. Like, they're getting big crowds every single day. So the idea that this big crowd would cause the amount of immense traffic that we saw on Saturday doesn't compute, considering the next day I went, they announced a bigger crowd, and there was no traffic. So I'm confused. Maybe you guys have smarter brains than me. Why would the same amount of people cause more traffic on Saturday than on Friday or Sunday? How do you explain that?
I think maybe other things were going on, not baseball related.
So it was not a Wright-related traffic jam?
No, it was, I don't know, is that a throughway going someplace else? Like to the beach?
It's a disaster around Citi Field. That's what it is. I had to get out with my friend 10 minutes away, and we walked for 10 minutes out of our lift. That's how awful the traffic was.
Wow. So I was getting very nervous because, you know, as Tommy knows, I don't want to miss the first pitch. I was going to be apoplectic if I missed.
Apoplectic.
Apoplectic.
Thank you, Rosie.
For a second, I was like, what word is he trying to say?
Apoplectic?
Yeah, apoplectic, whatever it is.
Apoplectic.
Apoplectic. If I miss the David Wright ceremony, so the clock just keeps moving back. Like, at first, my ETA is 2:30, no big deal. Ceremony is supposed to start at 3:15. Then it's 2:45. Then it's 2:50. Then it's 3 o'clock. Then I make a wrong turn. I choked at a big spot. And I look at my dad, because I was going with my dad and my oldest son, and I said, "Let's just park on the street. It's only a 1 mile walk." Now, my dad's got some heart issues.
Right.
He looks at me and says...
And it wasn't cool.
No! He looks at me and says, "Are you serious?" I said, "What's the problem?" And he's like, "I'm going to drop dead." I said, "Okay, forget it. Well, we will get to the parking lot." So I get to the parking lot right around 3 o'clock. So I'm like, "All right, we're going to make it." We rush inside. We're in the seat by 3:12. Because, again, they had teased, "Hey, be in your seat by 3:15. They didn't start the ceremony till 3:40. And maybe that was
good.
related to the traffic.
Well, you know what? You might be right. Because if there was, right. There was no timetable. I mean, you had to start the game at a certain time, but the ceremony could be whenever.
And they pushed the start time back. Like, the Met games didn't start till 4:30. So I'm under the belief, and no one has confirmed this with me, that the Mets saw what was going on, wanted the building to be as packed as possible, and moved back the start time by about 15, 20 minutes. Because I wasn't the only person running in there to make sure I didn't miss it. Rosie got out of his lit. Now, you made it, Rosie, in time?
Yeah, we made it. I got to the seat at 3 o'clock. So we made it in plenty of time.
Not bad. And Loogie, you don't even take cars, right? So what were you, taking the train?
I took the train, so I was good. I got there around 3 o'clock, so I was perfect. Now, there was a Zach Bryan concert at MetLife. I think he did three shows, too. I don't know if
at
that
MetLife,
impacted.
Though?
Yeah.
It's two rivers away.
I know. I'm just trying to figure people. But it's just more cars on the road. It's a big event going on in the Tri-State area, so it might have had some kind of impact on that. By the way, Evan, and I know a lot of people that I spoke to were curious about this one. It was a choice. The 10 minutes they took to honor the opposing clubhouse manager or whatever
it was, Tony,
during the David Wright ceremony.
Whatever his name.
And then that 10 minutes and you pushed it back. It wouldn't have rained on David Wright if you just hadn't done that. If you just timed it out better. Not that it was pouring rain, but what was the idea of doing that during the David Wright ceremony? There was no other night or day they could have done that?
So when the Mets have their Hall of Fame ceremony, which they do, you know, they've had a lot of Mets Hall of Fame ceremonies, they'll always throw in somebody who we're not familiar with, but certainly deserve to be honored because of what they've done behind the scenes. And I forget the guy's name. What was his name? Tony Pollino or something like that?
Tony Carullo, I believe, something with a C.
Okay, Tony Carullo. He deserves to be honored.
100%.
100%. So usually during a Mets Hall of Fame ceremony, in between inducting Edgardo Alfonso and Al Leiter, they'd say, hey, by the way, Tony Carullo, let's honor him, right? Mm. Because it was only David Wright, and he was going into the Mets Hall of Fame and was having his number retired, this was the only place to do it. If you do it on a Tuesday night, nobody's going
to
care.
Right, but wouldn't it make more sense to maybe do it like before? Wasn't it like in the middle of it?
It was like
it was weird.
I thought it was weird, but I think they kind of had to do it. If you want to honor the guy, and they should honor the guy, even if you don't care about him, Tommy.
No, I'm not suggesting
they
that.
Just honor him on a different day.
That's what I'm saying, Tiki.
Because if they honor him on a different day, no one's paying attention.
They have to bring the pomp and circumstance again, and all the pomp and circumstance is already there.
Well, if I told you, Tiki, hey, we're going to a game in August, but get there early because they're honoring Tony Carullo, who's the visiting clubhouse manager. Would you get there early to honor him?
Probably not.
Okay. So there's your answer.
But can't you just do it in, I don't know, the seventh inning stretch or something?
No.
Why?
I think you guys are all wrong about this. They stuck it in there to give this guy a great... Tommy, I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah,
ready for this?
Yeah, I am. But you could have done it 10 minutes before a game. But okay, go ahead.
I got something for you. You ready?
Yeah.
It is 30 years from now. Okay,
30 years from now.
The Mets are honoring Jet Williams. He is going into the Mets Hall of Fame, and he's having his jersey retired.
Okay,
big day. That's all anyone cares about. We're going to honor Jet Williams, the career Met. For those that are not aware, he's the Mets' top prospect right now. They also want to honor Positive Tommy.
Ooh.
Because for 30 years, Positive Tommy was the third or fourth wheel on a radio
now
show.
Now you're making it personal.
Right. And he was on Twitter, and he was really positive. And while not a superstar, certainly some people that people know.
Well, how did this become a dig at me? But go ahead. Yeah.
It's not a dig at you.
Well, you're taking digs at me. You call me the fourth wheel. You say 30 years from now, nobody cared about me, or I wasn't a superstar, or this, that, and the other. I'm now the visiting clubhouse manager, basically, of WFAN, is what you're saying. It's not about this guy, Tony. He seemed like a nice fella.
Tommy,
I'm just saying, why'd you do it at David Wright ceremony?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
You're going into the Mets Hall of Fame and you're bitching about how I'm getting you there? I mean, come on. You're in the Mets Hall of Fame.
I would like to think after 30 years of positive service from Positive Tommy that even like a Wednesday night against the Diamondbacks, you take 10 minutes before the game and you honor me.
So they want to stick you in the middle of the Jet Williams ceremony so that 42,000 people can give Positive Tommy the nice golf clap that he deserves.
I see what you're saying. So sort of the rub of David Wright's ceremony.
If you have your own day 10 minutes before first pitch, isn't that more remembered than stuck in the middle of David Wright?
No, because 10 minutes before first pitch, everybody's out there getting hot dogs and pizza. They're not paying attention. When it's David Wright's ceremony, Teak, it's the rare moment where 42,000 people all have their eyes on the Howie Rose podium in center field.
But then they all question, well, what's this guy doing?
I think
Poor Tony became a villain in my section. They were booing him. They hated the guy. Seriously. I mean, come on. The guy got a video, I think.
Do you think that would happen to Positive Tommy during Jet Williams' Hall of Fame jersey retirement
ceremony? They would know who Positive Tommy is.
And that's the difference. No one knows who Tony Carullo is.
Are we sure his name is Tony Carullo, too?
It is. I checked.
All right, there we go.
But now you do. Isn't that the beautiful part about it?
Well, we do because we've been talking about it for 5 minutes.
But exactly. And if it happened on a Tuesday night before they played the Kansas City Royals, no one would remember.
In a convoluted way, this was your way of honoring Tony Carullo, wasn't
that's
it,
right.
Evan?
Well, I didn't even bring it up. Tommy did.
Well, people brought it up to me. I found it to be peculiar, but I noticed people were, like, annoyed by it. Like, a bunch of people came up to me after the game and were, like, kind of like, what was that all about? I'm like, I don't know. I'll bring it up to Evan.
They've done it before. Like, I remember when Edgardo Alfonso went in the Mets Hall of Fame, and they put, like, three guys in. In the middle of it, they honored somebody. And I don't even remember who it was. It may have been Jay Horowitz, not to knock Jay.
So you don't remember it. So it's not memorable. You remember everything. You write everything down, and you don't remember what clubhouse attendant or what whoever assistant they honored between Fonzie's Hall of Fame thing.
I think you guys are being pigs.
I'm not being a pig. I'm nothing.
We're just asking the question.
That's it.
They're asking the question.
Right. I'm not saying the guy didn't deserve it. Obviously, he did. It's a great moment. It was great to see Jay Horowitz out there. I'm not suggesting they didn't deserve it. I just thought the timing and the placement of it was just interesting, and a lot of people reacted in a kind of a negative way about it.
I had no issue with it. I'm also happy that they didn't turn this into honoring Francisco Lindor. Like, if they want to name Francisco Lindor captain and there were rumors that this was going to turn into that, you do that in spring training. You make a big announcement in late February. You have a nice announcement down in Port St. Lucie, Florida. I don't believe in doing the captain announcement in the middle of a season, especially during the ceremony in which you're retiring the number of a legendary Met.
Unless he wanted to do it.
Unless who wanted to do it? David?
David Wright.
Yeah, even still, I wouldn't be in favor of it.
We had a long conversation about this on Thursday or Wednesday last week.
And what'd you say? You're in favor of it?
If David Wright was in favor of it, I was in favor of it.
I still wouldn't have been because I just don't think this is the timing to do it.
Hmm. Like, well, I mean, it would be weird timing. The only reason this came up is because there was a social media post. Maybe
there was a video. There was a video that made it seem as if Lindor was going to be
into
the captaincy.
We don't know if that video was real or fake now.
Right.
And so, who knows? And it just created internet speculation on a dead All-Star Week. So
no doubt.
There's nothing to talk about, so people speculated about it.